views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Hi, welcome to Conscious Creation. If you're joining us for the first time, you've found an amazing community. Our commitment and our intention is to bring in the highest information with the highest understanding and the highest knowledge around all kinds of expansion in creation, and to take responsibility for the creation of who we are. So here we are, guys. Very, very exciting webinar. Thanks. We had a huge attendance for this last webinar with Dr. Gloria Kay. Boy, did we get some great information about cellular healing. And it was really interesting. I got this morning the newsletter from Patricia Cota Robles, and the first paragraph is all about how our bodies are being affected from the stress of this cellular recreation. So, great minds think alike. I will post this on the e-blast that goes out tomorrow. You should read it. Because I don't know if you're like me, there's not a lot of things really wrong, but you just, your body feels kind of off, kind of feels maybe a little bit weak or fluttery or just a little bit off. And when I went to bed last night, I said, okay, I want the highest understanding of this. Is this what, I don't really believe in these terms, but a healing crisis, what a lot of people refer to as a healing crisis, where in order to get better, you know, you have to sometimes get worse. And like if you have a virus or an infection and you want to get better, you have to have the fever to get rid of, you know. So, you know, I said I want to know exactly what this is. I'm responsible for taking this out to my community, and woke up this morning and there was the article. And you ask and receive. So the webinar, of course, like all our fabulous webinars, are still available. You can still order it. It's cellular healing. Dr. Kay gave us a lot of insight about a lot of things, products and practices, as she did her magic on everybody. And I thought the channel was quite an overwhelm also with the information that it brought in. So check it out if you weren't there, and if you were, you already know how fabulous it was. And 1,500 new Bubba Bears are in hibernation in my room. They arrived yesterday. So I'm asking everybody, get the word out about Bubbalopaloo. BubbaBear.com is where you can find all the information about it. I'm starting to get a lot of feedback. I have no proof of this now. It hasn't been scientifically tested, but I'm starting to get emails from parents with kids who are on the autistic syndrome and how much they are relating to Bubbalopaloo. I know that my adult friend with Down syndrome on my set in Australia really responded to him. So help get the word out. Help get the word out about this work, guys. I'm asking everybody, bring your friends in. Share the show with them. Share the work with them. And let's ripple out this amazing, amazing work. What else? Oh, we're extending the February special through March. A lot of people have asked me, you know, to do that, so we are. It's an amazing special. I've never offered it before. It was a lot of different webinars and on-camera offerings about relationships and love that I put together for February. So we'll be extending that through March. Hold on. Oh, yes. Okay, our next webinar. Now get this. We're doing like a 380 here. Our next webinar, we're going back to money, but we are involving the work that we've been doing on changing our cells and our brain cells and the brains of our cells around money. And, you know, as soon as I commit to something, we're off and running. Marilyn Genet, I'm very excited about this again. Marilyn Genet is one of the people who radically turned my financial life around. And she has agreed to be with us. She's very busy. It's a real honor that she's giving me to join us. She created the program Feel Free to Prosper. She's got a huge book coming out through a huge publishing. And she's very busy, but she is a friend. And when I asked her, she said yes. And the first thing they gave me this morning is The Justice of Money. I went, what? The Justice of Money. And under that, they said, we think it's going to save us. And as long as we think it's going to save us, you know, I've always told you that your relationship with money is like your relationship with your divine lover, right? Do you honor it? Do you respect it? Do you want to spend time with it? Do you know that it's going to take care of you and that you are coming forward to take care of it? It's like a relationship. So if you put out to your divine other, you know what, I'm depending on you to save me. That's a lot of pressure to put on your beloved other. And then they start panicking and they go, well, wait, not my job to save you. My job is to create me. So we've got to move out of that cellular teaching that money is the end all and be all. Sure, do we love it? All of us love it. All of us want it. But pushing against something and pressuring it is not the way to create it. We know that. Also, they want us to claim, I am the creation of money. And how are we the creation of money? By staying in our knowing of the creation of who we are. And we stay in our knowing by keeping our heart open and our chakras open. So we're going to start the show. We're each directing ourselves and our chakras to be open, balanced, spinning in the right direction, and repaired. And so it is. Okay. in the creation of money, you have to put out the charge, I am healed. Not, I'm not healed and money, you're going to save me. But I am healed. That's the electrical charge. Right now, in this moment, we are sending out to the ionosphere to be bounced back to us as we keep our chakras open, balanced, spinning in the right direction and repaired. And so it is. Okay, hold on. I've got, let go of how you have been burned or unfairly treated by money or with money or through money. We've got to let go of our stories, guys. Creation starts anew in the moment of now, just like a baby has never been born again before. In this incarnation, it comes in fresh and new, okay? That's what every creation starts as, and so it is. Okay, and I can go to the calls now. So I want everybody to make sure to keep your chakras and your heart open, okay? And we're starting with Lynn in Los Angeles. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi. God, it's good news. I just got on the queue, so this is fantastic. I don't really know what to ask for. I'm going to keep it open because I'm feeling very shitty. So I'm sorry. So
you're feeling bad? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guys, let me remind you that when you feel good, you're creating everything. So when you feel bad, the first question you need to ask yourself is, okay, how can I feel better? Because I know feeling like this isn't going to create anything I want. So
right.
If I asked you that, Lynn, what's one way you could feel better?
Well, first thing that comes to mind is sleeping more.
Okay. So let's go to sleeping, because that's up for quite a lot of people right now.
Yeah.
And it's part of the cellular shift, they're telling me. So what can you do at night? Are you watching TV before you go to sleep?
No, I'm working I'm working till about 2:30 in the morning, and I'm at the moment about an hour away from work, so I get in at 3:30, and then I have to be up early in the morning. So I'm getting like 4 hours. I'm not.
Well, that's not enough, baby. So how can you? How can you? Is there any way that you can create this differently?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Okay.
Push some things around.
Then you need to do that, because sleep is really, really important. Sleep is when our bodies and our cells regenerate. It's also when our bodies and cells shift into the new work that we're doing.
Okay.
So sleep is really important, guys, especially at this time. You need to get, 7 to 8 hours if you can.
Right, okay.
Of sleep, so that you get into REM sleep. This is not always going to be the case, they're saying. But right now, while we're changing the cellular formulation of our bodies, we need that much sleep. Afterwards, we're not going to need as much, because we won't be in resistance to the world we're living in. By the way, if you want to talk to the channel, please press 1 now, so that Stephen can get you in the queue. There's something else coming in they want to give you, Lynn. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
The Way We Were comes up a lot.
Well, yeah, because you keep defining yourself and the creation of your life from the past. The Way We Were is, a movie about two people who had grown out of being with each other but still loved each other. But they had to grow into different ways, and let themselves expand. And that's exactly what we're being asked to do right now. Can you let go of who you were and acknowledge who you are?
Yes, so, and I know what you're saying.
Okay, so we're putting out the charge, I am healed, around money. It's done. It's taken care of. I'm healed and I'm whole. And my chakras are open. Okay, that's the charge I want everybody to put out. Okay?
Got it.
All right. Yes. All right, get some sleep, Lynn. Bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
And I love you too, honey. We're going to Linda in Iowa. Hi, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Linda Groger.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Yes. I would like the channel's feedback regarding a diagnosis I got in 2013, which is a compressed spinal fracture in the lower back area. It's just really bothering me now, and I just like the feedback.
Okay, well, I don't usually ever have the body books in here, I just happen to have them in here today. Isn't that funny? All right, so let's see. Let me see. We're going to this page. Anything here? This page. Okay, here. Here. Okay, alone and alien. There is stored anger and bitterness over unexpressed feelings here, as well as feelings of being unlovable. They lack self-approval, and they don't have the feeling of cosmic acceptability. Does that resonate with you, my love?
Yeah, some of it. But now, like, this was a result of fainting and falling. Is that part of the...
Well...
I fainted and fell, too.
Yes, what the body book does is it gives you the psychological reasons why you're holding that in your back.
Okay. Could we go over a couple of them again?
So let's direct that part of your back to let go of any anger and bitterness that is stored there over feelings that have not been expressed, around all feelings of not being lovable. This is for everybody, by the way, that we are never alone. We are always part of the whole. There's no way you can't be part of the whole. And there, the word alien is here, and alien just means, you know, energy that we don't understand, some kind of energy that we don't understand. They talk about self-approval. So if we love ourselves, the more we love ourselves, the more all of this comes into balance. Now, okay, all right. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light around all of this. So the more you can practice holding yourself in love, Linda, and can you actually go to your love place? Everybody, go to your body and find any little place that's bothering you, any little place where you feel like you're holding energy that's not flowing, or there's a little bit of pain or ache or a hitch in your get-along or whatever, okay? And let's go to our love place, please, and pull up that experience of love and send it. I want you to send it to your back, Linda, and everybody else. Send that love to the place in your bodies that might be in a little bit of discomfort. Just send it and tell love to do its work, that you're already healed. Bring yourself into balance with nature and divine love. Okay, I would do that as much as you can, Linda, and see if sending love and energy there, could you feel any shift in your back?
Well, kind of, but I'm also wearing a back brace, and that makes it, relaxes it.
Well, yes, but you were wearing a back brace when you called, too.
Yeah,
okay.
I was.
So from the time you called till the time we walked through that exercise, could you feel a little bit of ease and relaxation? And please, you don't have to say yes if you didn't.
No, I did. I did.
Okay.
I felt that I connected.
Can you consistently do that for a week and see if you can affect your back? And you can't do it too many times, honey.
Okay. Is one, just one more question related to this. Are there a lot of, I mean, can there be unconscious feelings of that anger and bitterness and everything because I don't feel angry.
Well, yes. And what happens is that if we harbored bitterness or feeling alone or feeling not appreciated for many years, it also could be from childhood that you've carried it that long. Oftentimes it is. And it can be from past life. That you're right. So it may not be indicative of what's going on now, but you held it for so long, it can be in your cellular makeup. And that's what we're doing right now, is releasing all this from ourselves so we can truly be free. Do you understand?
Oh, my, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I know a lot of mine goes all the way back to age 3.
Honey, I'm telling all of you, whatever challenge is going on in your life right now, sit down after the show and go, okay, I'm going to look at my life from 7 years old all the way back to conception. What messages did I get about this? What did my parents model for me about this? And what was going on with my mom and dad when I was conceived? Because in Bruce Lipton's book, The Power of Belief, they have proven that even the state of the household and the energy of the mother and father when we're conceived affects our cellular and emotional makeup.
Yeah.
Okay? So the good news is we know we have the power to shift this out of ourselves and be free, but we have to be conscious of what we want to do here. So I'm asking you all to do that. Do the work. Do the work. Okay. Love you, sweetheart.
Love you. Thank you.
Bye. And we're going to Raj in Connecticut. Hi, you're on.
Hello. Hi, Dee.
Hi, Raj.
Hi. Dee, I have two questions, actually. First question is related to my health. And the second question is about my job. I'm just lost my job.
Okay, there's one thing that runs through both of them. Sheets, book, song. Can you give me a movie, please?
A movie means?
Yeah, any movie that pops in.
Pops in. You know, like my health problem is like I'm feeling some kind of. I don't know how to put it in words.
Give me the name of a movie, Raj.
I feel very drained. I'm very exhausted, and I have no mental energy to do.
And I'm trying to get there for you, but I need the name of a movie. Any movie that pops into your mind.
I'm not sure what you mean by movie.
I mean a movie, a film.
A film?
Yeah, a movie that you might have seen. Any time in your life, what comes in?
I've seen so many movies. The Gladiator is coming to my mind.
Okay,
right,
good.
Yeah.
That's what runs through both things, of your job and your health. Is you keep fighting. You think you have to fight for your life, literally. Those are the highest words. I have to fight for my life.
Yeah.
And it's ancestral. It comes from your religion also. Certainly modeled by your parents. I mean, when you were growing up,
yeah.
What was going on as far as fighting for their lives, fighting for their jobs, fighting for money, fighting for their existence? Is this something you experienced when you were little, honey?
Yes. Well, life has been a struggle, yes, while I was growing up. So they have parents, they were struggling, yeah, of course. So I was wondering if this is all a continuation of the same thing. Is it is it an inheritance, like you can say it is into a genetic makeup, which is I'm experiencing?
Only because you have accepted that that was the truth. That's the way it is. And so you've accepted messages from your parents and your grandparents, and that makes it genetic. Okay? So you actually, the channel said, created losing your job because you are ready to heal this. You are ready to finally say, kind of, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. Life isn't about struggle. Life is about creation.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Life is
about creation. So, so in your health, what you want is perfect balance of wellness.
Okay.
What you want in your job is to create a job easily and effortlessly and joyfully that you love to do and that you're in harmony with, that makes you feel good. Those are the two things. Those are the charges. Just like a radio, you want to send those out into the universe and go, okay, I'm matching this with my feeling of love. Now, universe, help me create this. Send this my way.
So how do you go about this health, which is really, really bothering me, and it is taking away all the motivation and energy? I mean, really, it is. I was 2 years back, I was a man who was full with enthusiasm and all that. And now, because of the, certain situations, and now I'm into it. And really, it is a kind of a state, right, where I feel like, you know, I'm a victim mode. I'm right now, I can feel it, like, and I said it just now.
Yes. Okay, well, victims don't create what they want, do they, Raj?
No, that's what I'm saying. So how to...
Get yourself back to knowing that you are in charge of your own energy and that you are going to start creating it not as a victim, but as a victor. There's a lot of free and very affordable things on the website to train you how to do this. I would certainly listen to the webinar about health, because it shows you and gives you a lot of techniques and information about health, about why we inadvertently think we have to fix ourselves in order to create health. But if we keep focused on fixing ourselves, then our focus keeps on continues to be on what's wrong with us, and you don't create health by trying to fix sickness.
So you're saying don't focus on don't focus on fixing the things. So
no, focus on creating wellness, the state of wellness. I'm not a doctor. Are you seeing a doctor about whatever this is?
Yeah, I saw the doctors, and they were really not finding any concrete things. So I was wondering, you know, in my, like, is there some kind of outside influence in this?
Well, yes, it's an outside influence because you're allowing the outside world to dictate to you how you feel. In other words, I lost my job, so now I'm defining myself as scared and financially strapped. Instead of, I lost my job, so now I get to creatively play with the challenge of creating another job that I love. You see, those are two entirely different perspectives, sweetheart.
Right.
So it started actually about 3 years ago. It started with a male in your life and a big disappointment that you had. So I would look back and see, you know, where that is.
Do you know who that male is?
No, I don't.
Okay, it started with that male?
Yeah, someone very close to you. Do you have a son?
No, I have a son, but my son is, he he's disabled a little bit. He's autistic.
Okay, well, that's... Okay, now they're giving me the word despondency, Raj.
Uh-huh.
Despondency. So your despondency over his challenges have created you focusing so much on that you're going down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so you've got to take your focus away from being distressed about him into the creation of your life again.
Uh-huh.
And that's for everybody, guys. So we're going to balance that, both the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Do not focus on whomever it is in your life that's not working, that's not making money. Do not focus on the fear in the world. Do not focus on anything but the joyous creation of yourself. All right, sweetheart. Good luck to you. Please let us know how you're doing. All right, Raj?
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you, Dee.
Yeah. If you take positive affirmative action, Raj, you will absolutely see your life starting to shift. We're going to Sarah in Georgia. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm just sitting here in tears. I'm so excited to talk to you. I've never called before, but I've listened to you for years, and this call is, I knew this was my day.
Well, it is. What can we do for you, baby?
Can I just share, just really quick, validations, really. I got Patricia Cota Robles' newsletter this morning, too, and I'm on my third week of pneumonia. But it's okay because I feel good. I mean, I feel like she validated for me that the sense of release and rebirth and positive creation. It doesn't feel like a negative thing. In July, I consciously closed the door to my 30-year corporate career, and I've gone through a lot of internal growth and healing with myself. Oh my gosh, with my son who's been on a 10-year journey with mental health. Just like your previous caller, there's so many synchronicities, I can't believe how much. And healing with my parents and my family. And I just feel this tremendous sense of rebirth. And I just learned so much from you, and it's working. I'm loving myself. I'm sending love to my body. I go to my love place. I'm sitting here with three lovable pitties all around me when I listen to you.
And yes, they're very healing.
They are.
Our little furry friends help us heal, for sure.
Oh, my
and
gosh,
the channel
so much.
Just wants you to understand that when you closed that door on your corporate career,
yes.
There was a sense of relief, and there was also a sense of grief.
Yes, very much so.
And the grief is what really is at the core of your pneumonia.
Oh, gosh.
So we haven't quite dealt with the grief. Let's get clear about what the grief is, baby, so you can totally heal and let this go. Sheets.
That'd be great.
Song. Give me a movie, sweetheart.
Avatar.
Avatar.
Been in my head ever since we started the call.
Well, that's a perfect movie for the situation because, slow down, channel. They're saying that there were a lot of battles in your corporate career. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there were.
Now, you know in the movie Avatar, what happens is we learn that the fighting and the battles cannot exist in the new world, right, where it's all about love and growth.
Yes.
Okay. So the time had come where you had to let go of the battles of your job because your job now is moving into this enlightened state that you are exploring and manifesting.
It's
right?
Exploding.
Yeah. And you really couldn't have done it until you closed those doors. But in closing those doors also, what happened to Avatar was that the tree was taken out. Do you remember?
Yes.
But then what happened? Then what happened?
But then they all connected. They all went to the sacred place and connected.
Exactly. Exactly. So just know that your journey is right on track. You don't have to grieve anymore about letting the battle go or connecting the battle with love and light. Oh, my God, you guys, that's it. We don't need a flipping battle. We don't need the battle to get to the light. We don't need the battle to get to the freedom. We don't need to define making ourselves better, right, from the illness. We simply have to know that we are creating the state of love and connection and freedom as in the movie. It's a perfect, perfect analogy, Sarah.
Thank you so much. The colors of Avatar go with my art because that's my passion, is healing art. And the colors just were so magical, and it feels, my heart's so full right now. Thank you
good,
so much.
Good, good. And they're giving me the phrase, breathe the breath of life, which they gave me to someone, gosh, I think it was Susan, on the webinar, on this last webinar that we did, which is all about healing the cells. And I don't know if you were on it, but it's quite an amazing webinar. Anybody that's really interested in healing themselves and bringing themselves, healing, our definition of healing is bringing ourselves into alignment and harmony with nature and divine love. Okay? It's not, I'm going to fix the sickness.
Right.
So
exactly.
Thank your little lungs for bringing this information into you, and tell them to breathe the breath of life.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you so much. Thank you.
I love you too, sweetheart. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, always. All right, and we're going to Linda in Iowa. Hi, you're on.
Oh, I've already been on.
Oh, hi, baby. Wow, my
but gosh,
jumped all over the place there. It went bloop, bloop, and Chris. Hi, honey, Chris in Tennessee.
Dee, how's it going?
It's going, baby, it's going. What's up?
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm calling in. Well, there's a couple of things, but, all that stuff that you mentioned at the beginning of the call with the cellular reprogramming and stuff, like, that was coming up for me big time this last week.
Well, I would hope it's coming up for all of you since we've been...
I had an emotional blowout, and it was, like, really rough for me and my partner, and, I almost wanted to just, like, not live anymore, at one point, and it was just, like... I was just that state of like, well, why bother? Why am I even here and doing this,
Okay, well, you're here and doing this because you chose to be here and you chose to do this. And when you're on the other side and you're happy, you're much more happy than you've been before. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Okay, so they want to go to the core of the emotional blowout, and we're going to the sheet, and we're going to a core belief. This page here. Okay, everybody, listen up. It's the core belief, I can never be God. So what created your emotional blowout is you felt helpless and powerless and... judged, and you didn't remember that you have to create yourself, Chris. So tell me, is the channel close?
They're close, yeah. I mean, I do feel judged, but I feel like also what's coming up for me is part of the reason why is because it's like I really want to expand so much this year, like, and I'm just letting go of the things that just don't serve me anymore. Like, I'm literally letting them go. and I'm going to expand how I want to expand this year and do the things that I want to do with regards to career and money, no matter what.
Okay, and see, that what you're doing right now is throwing down a gauntlet. And whenever somebody throws down a gauntlet, that tells me they don't think they can have it all. So I'm going to test this right now. Chris, well, it's already going to know. Chris believes and knows that he can have a beautiful relationship, a beautiful family life, huge success, and complete expansion at the same time. I mean, it was no before I even got the first two words out. So,
okay, that's interesting.
So, Chris, where was that modeled for you? Who modeled you can't have it all?
Various parental figures, you know, when I was younger. I mean, part of one of them was my father, but then the other one was probably in school, you know, like certain teachers and just societal programming telling you that you can't have it all.
Okay, well, your job then is to get on board, and I'm saying this to everybody. Don't make a choice. You don't have to make a choice between great relationships and success in life. You know, it took Drew Barrymore a long time to learn that she could have a successful career and a beautiful, empowering marriage and family at the same time, because she had never had that model to her, ever. So she had to recreate her belief system, as you do, Chris. But I'm saying you don't have to be an artist or go to your day job. Or you don't have to be a talk show host or an actress or a speaker. You know, I get to choose to do it all. And I do it all while I'm a damn good mother. I can tell you that. And I do it all when I put time and love into nurturing my relationship. That's the definition of balance, everybody. And that's what you want to claim for yourself, is that in every subject of my life, all my subjects work in harmony with each other. I am the God that I am, and that's my command. That's my choice. That's what I'm going to do. And when you know that, there is no emotional need to throw down a gauntlet. Do you understand, Chris?
Right.
Okay.
I do also feel that it was part of this cellular programming. It was like bringing all that stuff to the surface.
Yes, I get a yes.
So that
on
I could release that and let it go.
Yes, I get a yes on that. As long as we don't, you know, I'm telling all of you, if any of you ever feel like, what's the use? I'm going to take myself out. Your last thought better be, I better call D first. Because that's your ego talking. Do you understand? That's your ego going, oh,
right.
You can't do it. You can never be God. You can't do this. You might as well just take yourself out. Well, no, that's not what we're about, guys. And you all have enough knowing and training now to know that's not what it's about. I know you didn't mean that for real, Chris, but in case there's anybody out there who's joining us for the first time, they don't know you, and I want to be clear, you know, you reach out. You reach out to me or anybody that's going to help you get back on track, because that's your ego taking over going, ha, 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 look how powerful I am. But it ain't giving
yeah.
you what you want, which is your real power of the creation of you, okay? So we're going to balance all this, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light, I am divine love. I had a few emails from newcomers going, what the hell is the formula and the symbol? There are a couple of webinars and programs explaining and giving you that material if you go to the store on imdwallace.com. Okay, there's nothing else, Chris. Just know you can have it all and have it all successfully and happily. You don't have to fight that, honey. And really take some time after the show to start looking into how that was modeled for you so that you can really, really let go of this, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling.
Thanks for taking my call. Have a wonderful day.
That really served so many people, so thanks. Thank you. You see how much you guys serve when you come on. Mika, hi, darling. You're on.
Hi, good morning. Oh, my God, this call is exactly what the doctor ordered.
Don't we say that every week? I get off and I go in and Lanny goes, how was the show? Awesome.
As per usual. I was sitting here just laughing out loud at the top of the show when you were going into the whole money bit, because the reason I decided to call in is because I just took such a hit around money this morning. I have to say, I've been all week long since last week's show. I've been doing a daily meditation around relationships and around money. You were just listening to the top of the show from last week and doing it along with you. And I did it this morning before I got out of bed. And then, you know, I always resist looking at my bank statement online. And this one, I'm like, just do it and like take yourself through it. And I just went into fear and shame. And,
okay,
you know,
okay. So
yeah.
Hang on. Take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm understanding this in the highest way. And this is the highest information to take out about this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a perfect example of what we do, everybody. So stop what you're doing and really listen. What Mika did was, okay, I am going to accept that I am the God of me. I am going to turn this around. I am going to create money. I am going to create me being in harmony with money and in love around holding the state of love around money. And she took positive steps and felt really good about it. Didn't you move into feeling good about it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then she went and looked at the bank statement, which was a representation of what she's done in the past. And instead of going, okay, this is what I'm in the middle of shifting right now, she allowed herself to go back into the victim place and canceled out some of the work that she'd done all week.
Well,
Unless, I
was sitting through it and then, I mean, consciously going through the exercises again, like trying to dropping back into a love space, like trying to reconnect with that. So I could, I mean, ranting and like, you know, all of these tools that we have. I mean, that was sort of the point of opening the statement online, knowing
when
that
I,
this is, yeah.
When I just said that all of what we do is working for Mika, is working for anybody, well, great. Are we getting a new piece of information? Because I get a no.
Really?
And, and there's no way I want to take work out into the world that doesn't shift people miraculously. That's it. I've made my claim a long time ago. So there's one thing. Well, they're taking me back to knowing again. And they gave that to me this morning. And how do we know? We know by keeping our heart open and letting go of our stories. So that's the piece that's missing, guys. When you looked at your, when you think of money, Mika, your heart closes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in order for you to stay, in order for all of us to stay in our knowing around whatever challenge we're working with right now, we've got to keep our hearts open, and we've got to go, okay, my heart is open around my new story, around I am choosing to be God right now in this moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even want to say they're saying I'm letting go of my old story. I am creating. So tell me what you want to create with your money.
Oh, just a joyful, easy relationship with it. It's so easy to create. There's always a new resource at my fingertips for creating more than enough. So, you know, it comes in, it goes out, there's easy flow, there's, you know.
So you're telling the universe, the charge that you're putting out, I want to make it simple for people, is I always create more than enough money with ease and effortlessness and joy doing things I love.
Beautiful, yes.
That's the charge that you want to put out there into the universe so that that can continually get bounced back to you. But you have to consistently hold that place, guys, for, you know, 5-6 weeks. You've got to slow the train down that's already flying down the tracks. You've got to slow it down so that you can turn it around, right? So there is a consistent challenge that, well, we throw down the gauntlet back to Chris, to ourselves, you know, going, well, you're going to do this, while we're saying, yeah, but you can't do this because you're not the God of you, right? So it's a consistent thing, and they want you to know, Mika, you're in the middle of it. You're right in the middle of it. Just keep doing what you're doing and know. And how do we know? By keeping our heart open and never looking back at our old story. Because if you look back on your old story and you keep telling it, it keeps igniting the cells that know the old story.
Yeah.
Or anything else? Are we kidding ourselves at all? I get a no. Do you have your pendulum? Are you testing?
You know what? It's in my bag, but it's
okay. Okay. Well, I get a strong no. So if anybody gets something different, you'll email me. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? That's it. So I'm encouraging you to keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay. And remember to direct your heart to open all the time and your chakras to open all the time. Because during this journey, challenges are coming up so that we know what we have to let go of, that we want to let go of. But when the challenges come up, what happens is that our heart closes down and our chakras close because we go into automatic fight or flight protection.
Absolutely, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the equivalent of having, like, I don't know, being mugged or something, like immediate, just
out of the blue. Yeah,
out
of the blue attack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they also are saying to you, your money situation is not as bad as your reaction to it is making it.
Exactly. I'm looking at the statement as, I mean, there were a lot of extra outgoings this last month, and I covered them all, and there's still money in there.
Okay.
And I'm looking at it, and you know.
Well, so this is a game that your ego is playing with you from a cellular point of view. Wow, the cells have egos? Ah, I get a yell on that. The cells have, well, that makes sense, that our ego is located in our cellular makeup and affects it. I just never quite understood it before. Wow. Okay, so this is how we're going to end the show. We're directing the egos within the brains of ourselves to be divine love, to be in harmony with nature and creation, to know absolutely that we are the gods of us, the creators of us. We are directing, well, get this, you guys. We're directing the chakras and the hearts of our egos within the cells to be open and balanced, spinning in the right direction, and repaired. Holy hell. So it
that
is.
That makes me so happy.
Wow. Thank you for bringing that in, Mika. Thank you all for bringing that in. You know, it's been a culmination of from the beginning call up to now.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's done.
Love it.
It's shifted. Get a yes. All right. Thank you so much, Mika. Wow, you guys.
Thank you.
Wow.
You.
Well, you can. I love you too, baby. You can see every webinar, every show we're doing is just taking us more into expansion and understanding. So look only to what you want to create. Look only to what you want to create. Match that with your love place and the feeling of love. Focus on that. Hold your focus on that. If you can't hold focus, do the red dot exercise. They have given us all of the simple tools that we need to shift all of this. And I'm over time, so I have to say goodbye. I love you so much, all of you. And until we meet again, love yourselves. Love yourselves. Love yourselves as much as you can, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.